7 years ago, China Radio International helped establish an on-air Confucius classroom in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. At the very beginning, it was able to serve just 25 students. Today, demand for Chinese language and cultural learning in Bangladesh now demands a classroom that seats 60. Classes offered in Dhaka include primary, intermediate, and advanced Chinese language learning for the 180 students currently registered. One of those learning Chinese is Sheila, who says it was necessity which originally drew her into the program.
I'm working in a Chinese company. I feel I need to learn Chinese because my Chinese colleague and also my boss can't speak English. A communication problem. I am planning to working long time with Chinese people because I like to working in a Chinese company, also working with Chinese people because they are very much talent in textile. They are very much strong in the world. So I want to build up a relationship with Chinese people for long time. And next time, I want to do business with Chinese people. Try to my best to learning Chinese language.
Xie Nan is the coordinator of the Confucius classroom in Dhaka. She says the courses not only teach the students Mandarin, but also help provide practical experience for them as well.
This year, we are sending 8 of our students to study in China. They are all from poor families. One of them is extremely diligent and bright. Having learned Chinese for only a year, his abilities easily surpassed most of the students who have learned their language skills in China. The 8 students heading to China have won a full scholarship to further their studies.
Aside from offering language courses, the Confucius classroom in Dhaka is also the only certified institution which provides training for Chinese martial arts, better known as Kung Fu. Zhou Yuwen is a Kung Fu coach sent by the Chinese government to Bangladesh 3 years ago. She says her time in Bangladesh has been a wonderful experience.
Why have I been happy and content in Bangladesh through these years? It's basically because the local people are friendly to Chinese people and respect us as teachers. I know I have a responsibility here, which is to provide teaching and communication skills to allow people in Bangladesh to better understand Chinese Kung Fu culture.
While modern ties between China and Bangladesh only date back to the 1970s, historic links between China and the region, that is today's Bangladesh, date back as to the Tang Dynasty. In the early 7th century, famed Chinese monk Xuanzang visited the Bangladesh region during his famed travels, which later became the inspiration for the classic Chinese novel, Journey to the West. For CRI, this is Zhou Jianfu.